Hi, and welcome to episode number 60 of Basha's Thoughts. Today is the last day of 2021, and I thought I'd do something a little bit different. I thought I'd actually talk to you about a picture. It's a picture I have drawn that represents where I see that we are finding ourselves at this point in time. And so I'm going to put this picture up as the artwork for this particular episode, and I will also link to it in the show notes so you can find it and have a look at it. In the picture, you can see a bunch of people standing at a crossroads. They have actually been pushed there by something that looks like a hand, and this hand represents the hand of technology. And if you look closely, there's an arrow pointing up. So you can see that this technology has been increasing very quickly and has been developing quicker and quicker. And so this hand of technology has pushed the people to this point where they actually have a choice. There's a crossroads. They can go down one path, which leads them to an ending of their existence. And there's also a side road that seems to work for a while and be somewhat different with a pyramid drawn. And there's this other road that they can take, this other choice that they can make. And if they make that choice, they will end up as these butterfly-looking people. Looks very odd in the picture. So let me tell you what this is all about. As human beings, we seem to have evolved through evolution. However, lately we've been able to explore other ways of evolving or developing ourselves, and that is through technology. And through technology, our reach is much greater. Our influence is enormous compared to what other creatures can do in terms of evolutionary advantages that they can get from one generation to the next. Even within one single generation, we can all of a sudden attain immense power and thus affect the world greatly. And this is indeed what is going on in the world right now. Our technological advancement is so fast that now technology actually develops technology. And sometimes we don't even know what is going on and how problems are being solved. And yet they're being solved. And because we sort of still kind of identify as these tribal evolutionary types of creatures, where we might fight other tribes, where we might look for what is best for ourselves or just our little group. Because we work in this manner, it becomes problematic when we start using technology that has far and wide reach. Now, without technology and within evolution, this is not really a problem, because if we gain a slight advantage, which is all we can do through evolution, then everything else around us will adapt, and it will have time to adapt. But right now, nothing else seems to be developing in technological ways, and so there is a problem. The problem is that we still kind of identify in terms of tribes. However, if you think about it, this way of being, of acting from the perspective of a very small part while actually affecting a huge part, the whole earth even, so many species, so many other beings, it's not really doable. This is, in fact, what is leading us into this choice that we have to make right now. See if we continue trying to identify as these warlike tribes and continue going on the same path, which here is also represented by the caterpillar. It's a caterpillar type of stage that we have been in. The caterpillar is an animal that needs to eat as much as possible. It only thinks about itself, doesn't really think about the plant. It eats the leaves until it kills the plant, if it comes that far. And this is what we have been living as on Earth, using the Earth's resources in such ways. And when our reach has been limited, this has not really been a problem, because things grow back, plants grow back their leaves. But imagine a caterpillar that all of a sudden, instead of being this tiny creature, becomes 100, 1,000, 1,000,000 times stronger and needs so much more for its own resources. Well, such a caterpillar would just end up eating all of the plants. Indeed, this is where we find ourselves right now. And so, this is a road that leads to destruction. And on this road, we see a little tiny side road that leads to this pyramid-looking structure. What is that about? Well, if you think about it, you might say, yes, people might do bad things with technology. So, what if we just stop them? What if we continue on this same road, but we use technology so that we can control everyone, so that we have access to what everyone is doing at every point in time, and we have control so that when we tell them, no, don't do this, we can be sure that they will not do whatever it is we ask of them. Well, if we were to impose a system like that, then maybe only those who are in charge, those who are deciding what should be done, would have actual access to all of these powers, and everyone else would just comply and perhaps live happily. Is this a solution? This is indeed what we are seeing in the world right now. We are seeing these tendencies play out in different parts of the world. There's a part of the world where you already have a system, a social credit system, that looks to see if you're a good citizen. And if you're following the rules, then you're allowed to live out your life as you're being told. But if you associate with bad people, do things that are against the regime, well, then all of a sudden you start losing more and more of your rights. And this is a movement that we're seeing in the Western world, where we are losing our rights more and more. And we seem to be moving in such a direction. Of course, such directions have proven quite problematic if you look at history. And the times in history when this was possible to do for some period of time, to have such control, to have a group of people who also work in this tribe-like manner. And so even though they're making decisions for everyone, it's still from their perspective. And so even though they initially may actually want all the best for everyone and the planet, it never really ends up well in the end. We do not really work well when we have such enormous power. We have seen this in the past. So we know that this is a problematic way of trying to solve a problem. And will it solve the problem of technology not being used in a way that will lead to self-destruction? Well, no, there is no guarantee. So what is this other way that we can choose to take? This is a way that is represented by the chrysalis, the transformative aspect. It's the way in which we transform from the caterpillar who is eating everything, who's looking from its smallest perspective, and we transform into a beautiful butterfly who no longer eats leaves. Instead, the butterfly actually helps plants grow because it pollinates the plants. And in order to do that, in order to go through this metamorphosis, we need to change. We need to change our identity. We need to change how we see ourselves and the world and how we function in it. We need to change what we base our choices on. Because these choices are what we use when we use technology. So, if we can base the choices on something greater than just a small little piece of us, if we can grow in our heart, and if we can gain a greater perspective on things, a greater wisdom, which is something that starts to come in a more automatic way when we lose our fears. The fears that we have when we feel small, when we are threatened. When we are threatened and in fear, then our perspective is not very wide. We're not able to be as wise as we actually can. The way of functioning becomes now a way in which every step we take is a step where we are connected to everyone else. We understand them. And the step that we're taking is such that everyone benefits from it. We are not fighting anyone. We are not against anyone. We no longer judge anyone. Instead, we move from our heart in unity. But we might ask ourselves, isn't this just a dream? If we have worked and functioned as these tribal beings that are warlike, how are we to morph and change into this butterfly-like creature? Is it in our nature to be able to morph like that? Indeed, this is the first time in history, in known history, when we have the technology to actually help us to be able to do all sorts of things that were never possible before. We can use technology to help us become these butterflies. We can use technology to organize ourselves in our society. As we are on our way to morphing into these butterfly-like beings, we can organize in ways that are different than the pyramid of power that we have been used to for so long that all of our societies are based on. We can organize through autonomy, through the new technology, as we morph. And is it in our nature to live like that? To live in a way in which we feel deeply connected to others, where meaning is prevalent, where we focus on first trying to understand the other, seeking what is resonating with us in what they say, seeking to deeply emotionally connect with them. Is that something that is natural and beautiful to us? Is it natural to us to be creative, to be seeking freedom and autonomy and being able to express that freedom in creative ways while deeply connecting with others? Yes, that is natural for us. Indeed, it is our highest excitement. But when living in a tribe-like manner, we need to learn so many unnatural things, so many unnatural ways of being in order to try to fit into this society. Of course, for us, this is normal, because this is the society that we have been brought up in. And yet, we still deeply long for that satisfying, meaningful connection that is so difficult to find in today's society, where we, for instance, in order to fulfill our expansive needs, tie them to consumerism, for instance, where we try to find ways of fulfilling our deepest needs with things. This does not really work very well. This leads us to lives where we struggle, where we fight, where we only get to experience moments of elevation, moments of feeling happy. It is a society where we are trained to start with judgment. We first judge the other person before we listen to them. Before we even start paying attention to someone, we ask, "Who are you? Are you an authority?" Because this is what we have been taught in our school system and in our society indeed. And so image becomes a very strong point in our society, and we do so much to try to look as if we have a higher status, because that might be able to put us in a higher position within this pyramid of power. But if we have the opportunity to organize in a different manner, where there is no pyramid of power that is imposed upon us from the outside, what if we were able to actually follow what is natural to us? Well, that looks a lot more like the society of the butterflies. And so I ask, is it possible that we are actually these butterflies, that we have this natural capacity to morph into these beautiful beings? Because as we become these beautiful beings, our choices will no longer be based on a very limited perspective that is limited to the identification of a unit, one person or one group. Instead, our actions and choices will be based on something much greater, and thus our technology will be used in ways that are not massively destroying the planet or others. We will no longer fall into all of these mechanisms where we need to race to the bottom. It is particularly interesting to investigate such questions now, because The other path that we can see, the path that we have been on, if we continue down that path, the greatest joy that we can hope for is a slave-like society, which does not combine well with our nature, our creative, our expansive, our freedom-seeking nature. And this metamorphosis is something that does not just happen out there in a structure. It's not just about creating a new structure. It's very much and primarily about creating that structure within us, allowing ourselves to move back into what is natural for us. What is natural for us when we are not taught to enjoy violence? When we are not automatically brought into a society where you have punishment and reward, where everything is based on violence and judgment? Well, what happens then is we go back to our natural way of being. And Marshall Rosenberg spoke about this, and he spoke about moving back into natural giving. He talked and even sang about natural giving. Natural giving is when you give because you are so connected to someone else, because you see them. You see their needs and you see their feelings, you know how they feel. And when you see that you can actually do something that will make them even happier, well, then you do it because it's so rewarding for you. It's deeply connecting. This is different from what we are taught in our society, where we have giving based on something that we can get. So we give so that we get something in return. We work for money. We do something hoping that we will either look better, and so we will be higher in the status pyramid that we are looking at, and we might be doing something because we hope that maybe in the future that person will be able to repay that. And so we do it because of that. This is very different from natural giving. And so my hope for this coming year and the future after that is that we can start to explore this path more and more, that more and more of us can learn how we can morph, that more and more of us can learn to create these alternative systems where we organize without any type of pyramid structure that's based on power. And we are able to feel free and happy and creative, and we are able to connect deeply. That we create ways of teaching others how to move into that system, exploring this path, I think now more than ever is a worthwhile pursuit. That was it for today. And for this year, wishing you a beautiful new year. Take care.